You're very welcome to another edition of Lauren na Páirce here on WLR. It's Tomás McCarthy in the hot seat till 7 o'clock. Well, coming up over the next hour, Taoiseach defenders Megan Dunford and Hannah Power on the start of the Ladies Football League on Sunday. John Fogarty of the Irish Examiner will preview the All-Ireland Club Finals and also chat about Paddy Clifford and Stephen O'Keefe. And we'll also hear from the overall winner of the WLR Granville Hotel GA Awards, Bet Carton. So the Ladies National Football League throws in this weekend. Waterford will face Kerry at 2 o'clock in Piltown on Sunday. And to look ahead to this game, delighted to welcome into our Dungarvan studio Hannah Power and Megan Dunford. And Hannah, it's been pretty miserable out weather-wise over the past couple of weeks. What's pre-season training been like?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose, sure, we've had the fierce cold, we've had the rain, we've had every type of weather. Training's been tough. But I suppose we've been really lucky to have the facilities down in Carriganore a couple of nights, and Piltown are very good as well, and they've a great pitch there too, so it hasn't been too bad.
Megan, you might explain to our listeners why the match has been played down in Piltown in Kilkenny on Sunday.
Yeah, we were only discussing there, look, with everyone, there's competing for pitches now, time of the year, there's leagues for hurling, camogie, football, underage, and there's just lack of pitches at the moment. But we've been lucky enough that we've been training in Piltown for a good while now, so it's nearly like a home pitch to us up in Piltown now, so it's not too bad. A bit of a drive, but from us in Dungarvan, but it's like Hannah said, they're great facilities, so we're happy enough to get it.
And how have you found the training over the winter?
Oh, definitely, like, it's been tough, especially going back early enough doing the pre-season training. We know you're facing into it, it's always going to be tough, but I think this year we've kind of really just got down to it and just got it done, and we're still in kind of the running period, but it's nice now, looking forward to the league. We'll have matches every week, so hopefully it's more game time now that we'll be getting into in the next few weeks.
And Hannah, the first of those matches is against Kerry, who were All-Ireland runners-up last year. What sort of a test are you expecting from them?
Yeah, look, sure, it's going to be a huge test, as always. You know, Kerry, they've been such a strong team last year and the few years coming up, and I think they're really coming back to their best as well. So it's a great challenge for us to have for the first game, and I think we're all really looking forward to it, to be playing with the best, at the best level there is for ladies football.
Yeah, and you're really in with the cream of the crop, Hannah. You're in with the seven best teams in the country. The league is kind of back to normal this year. What kind of targets have you set yourselves?
Yeah, definitely, I suppose, look, like, you know, as I said, you do want to be playing against the best. Our target, we're just working on our own progress at the moment. You know, we want to go out, play the best we can, and hopefully we'll put it up to each team as they come our way. Each week will just be a growing challenge, so we're really just focusing on the Kerry game now. It's our first day out with the new panel. We've a lot of new players coming in, with younger players who, you know, the extra year experience under their belt will, you know, definitely improve our panel as a whole, and just see how it goes on Sunday, I suppose.
Yeah, Megan, Hannah mentioned the new players there, and you've two new goalkeepers this year in Caitlin Gardner and Eva O'Brien, who've been brought onto the squad. You've lost all three keepers that you had involved last year. How have they settled in so far?
Oh, they've been brilliant, in fairness. They've been a great addition to the panel. Caitlin's only 16, so she's extremely young but extremely talented. And Evelyn, we're very lucky to have got her this year as well. Both of them bring a massive impact to the panel as well. So we're just delighted that they came to us this year.
And you've three home games to start off with, Megan. You've Kerry, you've Cork, you've Mayo. You'll be targeting points in those, I'm sure.
Yeah, and like Hannah said there, we're going to just take every game as they come. And again, it's early in the year, and like we said, we have a new enough panel, so we're going to be kind of reflecting after every game. But our main aim is to just trust in our process that we have, and if we have to kind of manipulate it come week on week, we will. But definitely the home games, we'll be looking for good performances and hopefully then be getting results out of them.
Hannah, how long have you been part of the Waterford senior panel?
I suppose it's debate, but I'm back. I came back again last year. I was part of the senior panel in 2016, 2017, and I stepped away for a few years, but came back in last year, and so far so good. I suppose coming back on the return, coming back in, Pat Sullivan came back in with management last year as well, and you know we've kind of built from that setup this year and last year as well, so it's just great to be back into the swing of it, I suppose.
Were you away due to travel or study, Hannah? What was the reason?
It was debatable, travel and study, you could say. Yeah, no, I was in college in Cork, and I suppose different things took priority and just took a few years break from the professionalism, I suppose, of that inter-county setup, and back now again last year.
And I believe your sister is involved as well.
Yeah, she is. Eve is my younger sister. She's in sixth year in school at the moment, so this is also her second year part of the senior panel, which I suppose just shows an insight to the variety of players that we have, you know, and the ages and whatnot, and the young players coming up that are great.
Do you ever mark each other in training or anything like that?
Thankfully, we're both in the defensive kind of system, so right. It doesn't come around too often.
What about yourself, Megan? How long are you involved at this stage?
I think this is my eighth year on.
Too long.
Yeah, I can't even count now. It's been that long. My first year on the panel was when it was actually 2015. Yeah, when we won the Intermediate All Ireland. So yeah, I've been here a while. I always thought of myself as one of the younger people on the panel, but now it turns out I'm actually one of the oldest at this stage, but the years do fly. But it just shows that every year you go back and it has to be as enjoyable as or even more than the last, so you wouldn't go back if it wasn't. So yeah, I'm just really enjoying it.
Yeah, what keeps you coming back year after year, Megan, because there is a big commitment level involved?
Yeah, like Hannah said, it is a professional setup and there is set standards that you have to meet, but I think what all of us inter-county, and especially senior inter-county, we are competitive people, and it's the competitiveness that drives us and the love for a challenge. And every year you're challenged with it. You know you're playing the best. Like Hannah said, they're the cream of the crop in terms of the teams. But it's also football, I've grown up with it all my life. I've been playing underage county since I'm 12. It's nearly become second nature to you, and it's all you know, really. So going back year on year, and obviously I have my best friends are on the panel as well, so every year it's just another year with your friends, so it gets easier and easier. But it's lovely then to meet obviously all the new girls that come, but we have a core there that have been together since we've been 11 and 12 all the way up, so they keep you going as well, and we all push each other.
Hannah, was football always the number one sport for you all the way up along?
Yeah, I suppose like Megan as well, I would have been involved from when I was 11 and 12 and playing up all the way inter-county through the ranks underage. You know, as Megan was saying, it just becomes habit of nature. You get used to going to training 2-3 nights a week. You get used to having to do your strength and conditioning, your running, your gym. You know, and I suppose then even I know myself from taking the step away from the more professional setup, you kind of wonder what would you be doing with your time when you're not doing it in that sense. So it's just really enjoyable, and I think as Megan said, you know, we all just love the football, love the girls that we're playing with as well, so that's what keeps us going.
And away from the football field, Hannah, what line of work are you in at the moment?
I'm teaching secondary school. I'm a PE and Irish teacher. I'm teaching up in Lismore now this year, so it's great. It's a great profession to have as well, to balance that time of training, and you know, it's a great setup to have as well in the school.
Great stuff. Megan, what about yourself?
Yeah, I'm teaching as well, so I see you see a trend amongst at the panel, but yeah, I'm teaching up in Dungarvan CBS, chemistry and physics, yeah, so really enjoying it at the moment. And again, it's nice to be able to train teams up there as well and come back, and you never really get away from it either, the GAA, because you're training in school and then going to training yourself in the evening, but we love it, so we enjoy it.
What type of a coach are you, Megan?
Oh, I'd say I'm fairly easygoing. No, we get the training done, let's just say that. We'll get it done, but we'll enjoy it as well at the same time.
Great stuff. Well, Megan Dunford and Hannah Power, thanks a million for your time and for dropping into our Dungarvan studio this evening, and all the best with the season ahead.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.